Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
A thing about me is anytime I see an interview with Kiki Palmer pop up on my timeline, I am watching it. I could listen to that woman talk for hours. And she was recently on the Club Shay Shay podcast with Shannon Sharp, and she was talking about one of my favorite movies that she was in growing up. So y'all don't know this, but like Disney Channel original movies were like the bread and butter of the Gen Z foundation. I was raised on these films, and she was in a film called Jump In with an actor named Corbin Bleu back in the day.
And so I remember I had
gotta push it to the limit.
It's a hit song.
Wasn't he also in High School Musical?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, these were the actors of the day. I mean, there might as well have been like, you know, Denzel Washington and, you know, all the fancy actors back the day. We thought they were like it.
So she was in this movie called Jump In with Corbin Bleu. That was the hit song from it called Push It to the Limit. And it's so funny getting context for those movies as these people become adults and they start doing interviews, because I didn't realize she was 12 in that film and he was 17. And her first kiss ever was with Corbin Bleu on that film. And she was telling Shannon Sharp how uncomfortable she felt at the age of 12, being like, I really don't feel good about this. Like, I'm very uncomfortable with this. So she told Shannon, you know, I called up my agent to talk about this, and the response I got was not at all what I wanted.
And so I remember I had called with my agent, and I was like, you know, I'm scared about this. This is weird. And she was like, well, you know, Making Good had to kiss Samuel Jackson in Eve's Bayou. And I was just like, huh? I just thought, why would that make
my
what I'm supposed to do with that?
Yeah, that's me. That's, I've heard this. Me.
Yeah, I feel like she. That was weird too. You know what I mean? And I don't really know what to make of that.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is our craft. This is right. Our art. I think there's a weird thing that happens with kid entertainers where we have to literally dissociate so much.
Yes.
As an adult would in the workplace, in ways that's not normal or common.
Correct.
And to tell these stories. And I don't really know what to make of it, but what I would say is what I've always said to my mom is that I wish that there was more therapy for kid entertainers on set.
Yeah, no, she shouldn't have had to do that.
No.
Yeah. 12 and 17, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
A 12-year-old? No.
Middle school versus senior in high school.
Yeah, wow. I don't know that that flies now. And I think, as we've been talking about the last couple of months.
Then.
I mean, different times, you know. I think as we've been talking about child actors now and there's more of a focus on mental health, I don't think this is going to happen nearly as much.
And you would hope so. And especially with people like Kiki Palmer speaking out about their experience, you hope that the workplace for kid stars actually changes, because I think we're just so accustomed to just brushing things off and being like, well, even though you're 12, you don't really look 12, because I was shocked to find out that she was in middle school. So I think adults in that day and age were just kind of like, well, you guys seem like you're the same age, so should be fine.
And where are the parents in this situation going, hey, you know, my 12-year-old's not going to be making out with a 17-year-old?
That's the exact thought that was going through my head.
Well, something else she had talked about in this podcast that was interesting was she talked about the dynamic of, you know, really seeing all the money that she made as like her family's money as well, because so many people in her family had to sacrifice. Like her dad gave up his pension and her mom gave up her job so that they could support her dreams, because she's becoming a millionaire at such a young age and she's pretty much supporting the family. So in some ways, I'm sure as a parent, you're like, okay, yes, I want the best for my child. But at the same time, like, you're our livelihood. Yeah. So you don't really want to rock the boat with Disney Channel.
But if your child is your livelihood, your child can never know that. Like your child can, because that is so much pressure to put on somebody's shoulders, that it's like our family floats or sinks based on how you do career-wise. I don't think your child should ever, ever know that.
None of it's healthy. I think I've started to see just now starting to come out, like Jaden Smith having some resentment against his parents also. Just starting to see it. When the family dynamic changes like that, your mental health, especially at that age, is going to be jacked up.
It's interesting because I just saw a Jahlil White interview, the guy who used to play Steve Urkel, and he said the entire time that he was making all that money on Family Matters, his mom didn't spend a dollar of it.
Is that right?
She didn't buy a car. Huh. She didn't buy a house. She didn't buy anything. She just put it away for him to have it whenever he needed it. I was like, you don't hear that often, like with those kid stars.
You really don't hear it at all unless the parents are like in a more advantageous situation. Like, for example, Miley Cyrus was probably the biggest Disney Channel star to come out of like that generation. But her parents were really successful, but honestly still profited off of it. Like her dad starred in the show and was still able to make money off of it. But like, I feel like 9 times out of 10, it is always the parents still somehow finding a way to like make money off their child stars.
Yeah, it's very rare that you'll actually see pictures of my oldest son on social media. Every now and then he'll give me the okay. But he had this conversation with me years ago saying, like, I don't want to feel like I'm part of your content. So I had to respect that.
Mm. Yeah, and that's true. Well, speaking of child stars, Ariana Grande is sending a very stern message to those planning to see Wicked this weekend about what not to do in theaters. You're probably going to agree with her, and it's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I would maintain that there are a lot of perks to being single, but one stands out more than others to Abby.
Yeah, something weird happens in your late 20s. All your friends start finding people, and they start leaving you, and suddenly you've paid $1,500 to be in somebody's wedding for them to call somebody else their best friend. And it's this very weird time in your life where people start pairing off. And as the chronically single friend, sometimes it can be a little lonesome. You know, I have this friend from college, and we were always kind of in the same relationship space. We would kind of be in and out of like situationships, but me and her were never like the relationship girls. We had never been the girls to get wifed up. We'd go on a date function here and there with a guy for our sorority, or we would, you know, have a 3-month situationship that would ruin our lives, and that would be it. But something weird has happened, and my best friend has got herself into a relationship, a long-term one. They've been together for a year.
This sellout.
The betrayal is too much. I thought we were in this together, Virginia.
She's going to choose happiness over your friendship? This girl. Was she ever really a friend?
Never. That's how I felt when she texted me one day, 11 months ago, and said, I met this wonderful man. He treats me so well. I think I really, really like him. And I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You're not allowed to like a boy until I say you're allowed to like a boy. But anyway, this is my best friend from college who I actually got to see this weekend and spend a full weekend with her at the University of Florida, where we went to school, go freaking Gators. And a part of that weekend was I was going to get to really get to know this guy who she's been in a relationship with for a year. It's serious stuff. This guy is not going anywhere. Although, you know, I thought, I'm like holding out, I'm like maybe two single girls. I'm like hoping this isn't going to last. But turns out he's a really awesome dude. So they've been dating for a while.
Dang it.
I know. So
when that happens.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be long term, really long term.
I know. She's probably going to marry this dude. They're probably going to have kids. This guy isn't going anywhere. It's like I haven't even been here for the last 7 years. Anyway, so they've been together for about a year, and it's been really cool getting to know this guy. Got to meet him for a full weekend, and I say all of the feelings of betrayal because I do think there is a little bit of like, oh no, we were in this together, and there's some acceptance that has to go on, and you know, the perks outweigh the cons because you know your friend is happy.
Well, is that really important?
Is it really important? I know, but there is one perk that I have realized you get to cash in on once your friend finds like their person. And I say their person because I think it needs to be a long-term committed relationship. Like, I think this is only something you can really cash in on if this is a good dude, a good person, because if it's just some random fling, it doesn't feel the same. And what I mean by this is when you are out in when you're out in a trio situation,
when you are the third wheel,
that's actually, yes, that's the radio friendly way of putting it. I don't know. I've doing my breakup podcast for so long, I have so many random words for trios. I'm like, thruples. Yeah, thruples my favorite, but I'm like, we're definitely not a thruple.
Yeah.
So I'm out with my best friend from college and her long-term boyfriend. It's a trio. I'm the third wheel. There's one good thing about being the third wheel, and maybe this is specifically for women, but when your best gal pal is dating a good dude, there's this interesting dynamic that happens where anytime you guys go out, you sort of get to be their child. And it's this weird infantilization where it's like, I'm out with mom and dad. And if this is a good guy, he's typically paying for you.
Yep.
He's typically going and grabbing you a drink if he's grabbing his lady a drink. Yep. If we're out to dinner, he's like, Abby, don't pull out your card. I've got this one. And you're kind of sitting there being like, I have all the perks of a relationship for this weekend. I get someone paying for my meals, looking out for me, making sure I'm all good. Someone calling the Uber for me.
You get doted on.
I get doted on, but I don't have to go home with a man at the end of the day. I'm like, this is kind of amazing. And I realized that this has sort of happened in my friendships where they start finding their good guy long-term relationships where you get to just sort of like mooch off of them for a little bit. I'm like, this is love. I got to go sit in the box with his family. His family has a box at the University of Florida. He's asking me if I want a glass of Veuve Cliquet. And I'm like, yes, Virginia's boyfriend, give me a glass of Veuve Cliquet. And I'm sitting there. I felt like a princess the whole weekend. And I was looking at my friend. I was like, no wonder you're with this dude. Like, yeah. You get this all the time. I feel so doted on and just respected. This is amazing.
But
and
he's
I
was paying like, extra, so it's really kind of a sadness tax for him.
It's
absolutely.
No, it's not.
It's not a sadness tax. Because here's the thing. God. At the end of the day, I went home to Virginia and I was like, you know what? He's a keeper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's an investment. You are investing in your future because now I'm not, anytime she's on the phone with me talking to him or talking about him or something that they've done or something that he did that was wrong, I was like, you know what? No. He's great.
Yeah.
I don't care what he did. He is so lovely. Do not break up with him.
That's like one of the most giant green flags you can have. Like, when the guy or girl you're dating is like thoughtful and considerate of your friends and sure. wants to take care of them as well as you. I mean, there's nothing hotter.
But then there's the doubling down on it, which can go the other way, which Mo has told us a couple of different stories, not to him personally, but we're on a first date. She shows up with her friend expecting dude to pay for both of them.
Oh, yeah. I was actually in a Lyft the other day, and a woman told me that she goes on every first date with her friend.
She's
the filter.
This is a year into the relationship. Yeah. I've been here through it all. Respect me. I've been here since the beginning. And you know what? He paid his respects to the bestie. So he has my stamp of approval. So I will be there at the wedding whenever it happens.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This college football bet we have has been way more stressful than I was anticipating.
This wasn't supposed to go this way at all. This
not is for not Abby fun. And me. Hey.
This is not fun at all.
Not
this
at all.
Is not fun at all. All right. We usually do this on Friday, but I'm going to be out tomorrow because I'm going to be traveling. So we have this college football bet. Mo, this was your slant this year. So you want to explain exactly what's going on?
Yeah. So when I came onto the show, you guys were doing a college football bet, but the bet was to try to pick the college team that would have the least amount of losses at the end of the year. And then whoever won would be safe. Whoever lost would have to suffer a consequence. So I decided to flip the script and actually try to pick the college football team that would have the most amount of losses at the end of the year.
And whichever person's team loses the most will
be safe.
Be safe. The one that wins has to sing the national anthem.
Howdy, Rockets, where are
The Rockets were there.
That's the only line he remembers.
That's all he remembers is the Rockets.
We're not exactly sure what the venue is going to be, but let's go through this because this literally changed my mood last week, and I wasn't in here on Monday to talk about it. It literally changed my mood. All right, so going into the weekend, Abby chose Florida State in the beginning of this. We all thought she was crazy.
Yeah. Never bet against a Gator because I just felt it in my loins that Florida State, my team's nemesis, my rivals, I just felt like this was going to be a bad year for them. And I was right because they are 1-9, soon to be 1-10, I'm sure, after they go up against Charleston Southern because they've lost to everyone else. Why wouldn't they lose to them? That actually might be a game they win.
Yes,
no,
you're right.
No.
Charleston Southern's 1-10.
Don't bet against me. I'm saying they're going to lose.
All right, so then you have Kristen in Kent State. Very smart pick.
Only one that's still over, baby. I kind of was rooting for them to beat Akron, but unfortunately they did not. So Kent State is 0-11. And somebody just sent me something about Kent State's coach, and apparently he hasn't paid a credit card off or something like that. And he's like, he owes somebody $24,000.
Let me tell you something.
I'm sure he's stressed.
That board of directors is looking for reasons to fire that guy. They are doing an FBI-type search to get that guy out of his contract.
We're
going to
find out what he did in ninth grade.
But yeah, so Kent State, 0-11. We got one game left. I'm so cruising on money.
All right, so let me just try to explain something. Last week, had my team lost New Mexico, right, which was only supposed to win like two games this year, had they lost, this whole bet was over.
Done.
I was so incredibly confident because they were going to Washington State, which at the time was ranked 19th in the country. There was no way they were going to win this game. So when I checked to see how badly they lost, and I was floored that they walked into Washington State and they actually won that game?
Way to ball, New Mexico.
Yes. Go Lobos.
Yes.
I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was a public place and I cussed loud. I'm like, this can't be happening. So going into the weekend, so as it stands right now, Kristen.
Yes, sir.
Over the course of the next couple of weeks, what do we need to happen? And then we'll talk about who we're playing this weekend.
All right, so you have a bye this weekend. Mo has a game this weekend. So what needs to happen this weekend is Mo has to lose. East Carolina has to lose for Mo to stay alive. And then we're going to come down to the final weekend, and that's November 30th when you guys both play. And if Mo's team loses and your team wins, this puppy's ending in a tie, and it's going down to final points. But if the last game of the season, Mo loses this next game, if the last game of the season, you either lose or he either wins, he's singing the national anthem.
Okay, so you're the only one that's playing this weekend. I've looked up the odds, actually, okay?
Mm-hmm. Against the North Texas Mean Green.
Mean Green.
You guys are 15.5 point underdogs.
Dude, if you lose and it goes down to the last game,
it has to. That has to be the way that this plays out.
Underdogs.
Yes.
So I looked up New Mexico's their point spread in a week. That's already out for some reason.
Wow.
And New Mexico is a 3-point underdog.
Okay.
Means it's going to be a very close game.
It's going to be a good one.
So your team should get smoked this weekend.
Yeah, I'm feeling more confident. I felt like North Texas Mean Green. I wasn't very confident in that we would lose to them. But after you just told me the underdog, yeah, I'm feeling good about this now.
15 points is a lot. So
that's a lot.
They're saying East Carolina is going to go in there and Texas is going to at least beat them by 2 touchdowns.
I wonder what the underdog score was for New Mexico when y'all played in the last one that y'all just won.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, but it does. But it does.
All right, we're going down to the wire.
We are.
I'll tell you where the jinx was, Mo. I'll tell you where the jinx for me was. When it was so clear to me that you were going into Washington State and you were going to go lose, I went on Amazon and I ordered Abby and Kristen and me East Carolina hoodies to wear in here on Monday to rub it in your face.
That's what you get.
And that's what happened. They are sitting in a box in my kitchen right now.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So the last time we checked in with Messy Mikey, he and his girl, it should be a very exciting time. He and his girlfriend of how many years?
1 3/4.
1 3/4.
After 2, you can stop doing quarters, but 1 3/4.
No quarters were a thing.
It's legit. Okay. It's legit.
It's like saying my child is 36 months.
I mean, 1 3/4 is so much different than 1, so.
His relationship is a rising sophomore.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Can you just say almost 2 years?
Almost 2 years. Yep.
There you go.
And now they are moving in together. That is an exciting time.
Yes, sir.
Do you look at it like this? Because some people have different opinions on this, but I think moving in together is the pace lap for marriage.
Yep.
I guess so. I'm getting a little bit intimidated because originally it was supposed to be she's moving out and moving into her own place, and I'm just going to like visit pretty much permanently. Now we're actually moving in together. So it's a little bit more pressure.
Okay.
So I can't just walk out whenever I want.
All right. So the first thing before we even get to the emotional stuff that comes with it is we got to find you an apartment.
Yes, please.
And last time we talked to you, you were complaining about the apartments, but you didn't even know the name of the city that you were looking at apartments in.
I still don't.
So now I just happened to be in the building the other day while Mikey was here, and we ran into each other, and you said that you were looking in either the Vinings area or maybe even Midtown now also.
Yes, and okay. I didn't know I was that fancy, but I apparently am.
You guys can afford Midtown? I mean, it's a little bit more expensive than Smyrna, right?
Apparently, I mean, I don't know if it's like some kind of kidnapping thing, but we found something like affordable apartments right down in Midtown. So,
okay.
It sounds like I can.
Well, you came on and you were lamenting that it's hard to find a place close to your girlfriend's work because she wants to be within 15 minutes of work.
Yeah.
And everything is really expensive. However, we did have a leasing agent call us the last time we talked to you, and she says there is room to barter. Like, there is room to negotiate. So you gave us some strict parameters. You told us where your girlfriend lives, and you gave us the amount that you guys, like the max amount that you're able to spend on your monthly rent.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the max amount?
Around $1,300.
$1,300 in Midtown? Good luck with that. All right.
All right. So I'll go ahead and kick it off. I found a place that's within 5 minutes of your girlfriend's place of work. And there is some conflicting information on the website.
Okay.
For instance, for a 2-2.
Which is what?
2-bedroom, 2-bath.
That's okay. A little thing you put around your waist when you get into ballet.
That's what I thought it was.
So for a 2-2 at Vinings Riverview,
okay,
because it's right there on the river. It looks really cute. I scoped out like the property. They have a pool. It's like a lovely little wooded area because like you're in the city, but you feel like you're in the woods.
What river?
Chattahoochee.
Oh, okay.
Do you know you're born and raised here, right?
I didn't know that it ran over there.
No, man, it's the Serengeti.
It's the Nile. So it says apartments start at $1,276.
Okay.
But then you go and you click and there's 6 currently available, but then they had $1,575. But remember,
you can go in and negotiate. And she said, the leasing agent said, up to $250. So I think because they have so many units available, you could go in and be like, the max we can spend is $1,300. Can you? And now they also have one ones, which is a
one bedroom, one bath.
There you go. And those were starting at $1,500, but it also said starting at $1,324. So I'm not really.
Wait, why would a one bedroom cost more than a two?
Maybe the view of the Nile is better.
Yeah. Okay. And they have really cute patios on them as well. But again, I think
like balconies or what is it? Yes, first floor?
Yes. Well, no, there's multiple floors.
Okay.
And they have a balcony or they have a porch, right. A nice little veranda.
I'm a fan.
Whatever you want to call it. But I think if you hit them up and be like, hey, our max spend is $1,300. Can you work with this? They might be able to accommodate you.
Okay.
Now, let's go with the premise that you can negotiate. I will say this, that I got a couple of DMs from leasing agents that said that Georgia law is different, that you're not allowed to do that. I don't know which one is true, which one is not.
But
let's
just
go with the premise from the caller saying that we can.
Yeah, I say you reach out to them. You can contact them and be like, hey, I'm interested in blank, but the max I can spend is $1,300. Mm-hmm. Can you work with that?
Okay, and something that I just learned is if they won't negotiate on the actual price, you can try to wedge some stuff out of them. Like the parking pass is free or the 13th month can be free.
And you can also give them 10% of the amount of the drugs that you're going to sell out of the apartment. You could take that right off the top.
Just give
and
them
also
a cut.
Give them a cut.
Okay.
So Vining's review is my pitch.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get competitive because that does sound beautiful. If you're in your 30s, a beautiful wooded like Riverside apartment, I have found a place that is also 5 minutes away from your girlfriend's work, 15 minutes from the station, 3 minutes from the Battery. Wow. With all the fun young people
things. Okay.
This place has a highly equipped fitness center, stainless steel appliances, in-home washer and dryer, 24-hour fitness center, a spin studio, in-home Bluetooth system. You've got a lounge, you've got bocce and billiards, you've got a fireplace, there's a reading room for all residents, a complimentary coffee bar, a rooftop deck with Wi-Fi, outdoor entertainment kitchen, saltwater pool, and they've got the chairs in the pool too, so you can also lounge or do laps. And it is pet friendly should you choose to get a dog. So this is the Reserve at the ballpark. So it is literally right next to the Battery. And it is starting at, because that is important, what Kristen brought up, $1,493 for a studio. Now, Kristen's places were bigger. Two bed, two bath. This is a studio apartment. But in my head, how much time are you going to be at home?
All right. Can we talk about studio apartments here just real quick and debate this? All mm-hmm. right. You're going to be right on top of each other all the time, man. Yeah.
Mikey's like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, it sounds good on paper. Yeah. And it probably will be for the first couple of weeks. But I have tried this all. You know what a studio apartment
yes,
is?
I yeah. Do.
Okay. It's you wake up and you see your refrigerator.
Yep.
You wake up and you in it in New York.
Yeah. So when there's two of you there, it's nice for one person. But two, man, it can get really small. So just take that into consideration. Although that sounds like a great place.
Sometimes yeah. I go to IKEA and look at their tiny little apartments that they've made up, like mocked up, and they're so adorable. Yeah. I want to move into them.
You're going to have to give in some area here, right? With your budget. So either okay. it's going to be space or it's going to be location.
Well, with the studio thing, also, we toured a place the other day where the studio was more expensive than the one bedroom. But I got to go with the one. But if she needs to kick me out, I need a door separation. she can't send me to the closet.
Right. In a studio, she'll like, go stand in the corner.
Yeah.
All right, Mo.
All right, Mikey. I'm trying to save you some money, bro. I got you. I remember being there. And this place is a little further. It's about 20 minutes out. But you can get a one bedroom or a two bedroom. They have one baths or one and a half bathrooms. They have a gym. The view is beautiful. You can get a top view of whatever river is over there. I honestly don't know. But you got all the essentials, bro. You got central air, right? You got a microwave.
Okay.
I know that was a big deal for you. You got access to the computer room, the community room. You got a dishwasher. You got what you call it? Why am I drawing a blank? A washer and dryer. What else do you need? $552.
$552?
Starting at
$552. What's the name of the place?
Stanton Park Apartments.
And it has a roof.
Off of Hank Aaron Drive. It has a roof.
Okay.
Abby, what you think? Come on. For a first apartment?
You know what? That's definitely an apartment.
Yeah, for sure. Does it say anywhere in their government housing?
No. Mike, come on.
That's not bad.
That's okay. Not bad. $552. Try to save you some money.
Do the roaches come with it for free?
Probably. Probably. Kick a roach out. You'll be all right.
It's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show. Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is time to assault a celebrity chef's taste buds with the dishes we have made for our Thanksgiving cooking competition. Please welcome back to the studio, Chef, author, former Top Chef contestant, a Top Chef all-star, owner of Atlanta Restaurants, Gun Show in Nadir, president and chief ideas man for Red Beard Restaurants. Welcome, Chef Kevin Gillespie.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Sir, I just want to apologize in advance.
Yeah.
Things took a weird turn this year, man. They really, really did.
Well, I have enjoyed's not the right word. I have eaten y'all's food on a few occasions.
Yes.
And it occurs to me that there are a couple of you who enjoy cooking and a couple who use cooking as a way to punish people close to you.
Some of us are just trying to get by.
Yeah.
Survive in advance.
I feel like some of you are trying to lay landmines for other people, maybe, with your food. But
so I don't know if you heard. So our task this year, because we always had like a theme or whatever, and this year was for us to choose viral recipes.
Oh, God.
So
great.
Influencer recipes, mm-hmm. any recipe that went viral on TikTok or Instagram that got like a bajillion views and a bajillion likes. These are the recipes that we have picked and chosen for you to taste today.
Great. I can't wait. I hope these are mostly ones that come from chef's reactions, where it's just people like dumping 600 hot dogs in a crock pot.
I love following him, by the way.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
If that's what you make me eat, then I'm toast. I got a long day today. So.
Oh, no.
Has somebody ever come to your Thanksgiving dinner, right, and brought something, and it was so bad you had to say something?
No, because we went ahead and just chopped that off years ago. Like, I mean, years, like 2 decades ago, it was like, all right, you guys stop bringing the food.
Okay.
Like at this point, it's like, Mom, what are you in charge of? Ice. You know, like things like that. So,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, when you're going over to a world-renowned chef's house also, you don't really, I mean, you don't have a chance. It's like,
I would just get angry. I would be like, what are you doing?
Like, it's like going over to Michael Jordan's house and saying, hey, you want to play basketball?
Yeah, you want ball?
Too much pressure.
You don't have a chance.
Yeah.
No chance at all. So we all came in here with our Thanksgiving recipes, okay?
Yeah, well, not our influencers' recipes that we have done our best to replicate.
Are they Thanksgiving-themed in any way, or are they just food theme?
Mine is not.
Mine is
Well, I mean,
what?
Yeah. Well, mine's going to be like for Thanksgiving brunch. So while everybody's cooking and you can eat this to tide you over until you get to the good stuff.
I saw yours. Yours is for the trash can.
No, she's not lying. She's 1,000% accurate. I'm actually going to take a bite with you in solidarity because I feel so bad for you.
I'm really hoping this segment is sponsored by Imodium.
Not officially.
Not officially.
Let's go ahead and jump right in. Yeah. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right,
Bert Weiss, the
like
floor
it.
Is yours. Please introduce your recipe and your dish.
Well, my influencer is Miss McCod from Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, local. All right.
Okay. So, it's a Thanksgiving turkey bun with gravy.
Are you sure? Because you sounded very hesitant.
Yeah. Like I'm not exactly sure what it is.
So we got like, yeah, oh, okay. It's weirdly shredded. How did you get the meat so shredded, Bird?
It's a gift.
So we got, I don't know, a Hawaiian sweet. It's kind of weirdly, why is it glued to the plate?
Well, I mean, it was a little hard to microwave this early in the morning and keep fresh.
And what's the name of the influencer again from Atlanta?
That's not important.
That's actually, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mess, but it's not bad.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
I did miss that influencer, if you could just tell us one more time, because we want to make sure we give credit where credit is due.
Did you say Dolph Macabre? Tommy, can I have a napkin?
I feel like I'm going to need several of those.
Yes.
That actually is a little sandwich that Dallas brought in from the country station for Thanksgiving.
I was about to say,
that you didn't
bring in anything?
I was like, this isn't bad.
I was like, did he okey-doke us? Because he put something else. And he gave us audio, and we're in there freaking out because we think we have the wrong thing.
So let me explain for a second. So Dallas from the country station came in here and gave Thanksgiving dinner to everybody on the floor.
Nice.
And everybody's been eating it all morning long, and when I went by hers, I'm like, this is going to be way better than anything I have. So I used hers, but that's not really it.
Okay. All right. I was like, this tastes like real food.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's, you know, probably been microwaved for one or two centuries too long, but otherwise.
Kevin's like, this is not typical of your cooking style. It tastes good.
I should have known the jig was up. I should have been like, come on, Bert.
This is going to be more consistent.
Okay, here we go.
All right, now, I went with Thanksgiving, but I went more with the kids' table.
Okay.
When I did look at my influencer, it said, hey, a lot of times kids don't like turkey and they don't like ham. So I went with a gourmet hot
dog. I knew it. I knew I smelled hot dogs. I was going to call you guys out and be like, why does it just smell like microwave hot? And first of all, this is not a hot dog.
No.
It's a sausage.
It is a sausage with some sort of really sad corn relish thing on it.
Relish is sad?
It's also like, did you take the bun straight from the fridge? Like, I'm curious. Like, did you refrigerate the bun and microwave the hot dog because you like the contrast of textures and temperatures?
Yeah, that's exactly exactly
very
that was my
guards. Like, what you
are you supposed to microwave? Are you supposed to microwave the bun also?
Well, I mean, the bun is cold enough that you couldn't properly separate it. It's like it's torn here. Together. You know,
hey, there are plenty of things that look bad that taste good.
I love Kevin's. Like, it looks awful, and I'm like, that looks real good.
It's exploding. It's like literally just coming apart.
It's an explosion. Floating
really
gourmet
don't
hot
eat this.
Oh, big bite. He went in with a big bite.
I can't help but big bite.
I like big bites and I can't not lie.
Right. Okay, so here's the deal. If I was drunk, which I am not yet at this time of day. No, if I was drunk, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, the sausage is well seasoned, but you have nothing to do with that.
Yep.
You don't know that.
You didn't make this, Bert. Give it up. The bun is, you know, on the edge of stale, and on the edge, I mean, you know, the edge that goes from stale to rotten. And the corn is fine. You know, it's canned corn, so it tastes like exactly what you think.
It's edible.
Well, I wouldn't eat all of it by any means, but I mean, if, again, like, you know, if you were a college student, this would be gourmet.
Or, again, this was for the kids' table.
Yeah.
This is for the kids' table.
What kid is like, I would love a turkey and roasted red pepper sausage. Come on, Bert.
All right, Cassie, you are presenting on behalf of social media producer Rebecca.
I do. Our social media producer Rebecca is out today, so I'm presenting for her. And these are homemade condiments using recipes from fashion model who is also cooks in couture clothing, Nara Smith.
When making dinner tonight, I realized we were all out of our condiments, so I decided to do a little restock. Today, we're making some ketchup, ranch, barbecue sauce, and hot sauce, so I started with my ketchup, combining tomato paste, some honey, vinegar, and water, simmering that on the stove before pulling that off and letting it cool. Then I moved on to making some ranch. I like a lot of herbs in it, but you can tone that down if you want. Then I simmered that for 20 minutes on the stove while I made my barbecue sauce.
Okay, so now is the perfect time, actually, because I forgot to do this. That is a beautiful piece of audio you brought in. I did as well for my dish.
A microwave a hot dog. All you need is paper towels, a plate that you can put in the microwave, and use a hot dog of your choice. Put two layers of paper towels down on the bottom, place your hot dog there, and then take two more layers of paper towels and lay it on top. Open your microwave, set the thing for 25 seconds. Then you want to put your plate in there,
Damn. Hit start and let this go for 25 seconds. If it's not enough, put it back in there and cook it for another 5 seconds. Just to let you know, I added 10 more seconds to get it a little bit more cooked, and there it is. You can't go wrong. So in 30 seconds, you could have a great hot dog.
I forgot to play that, so I just want to let you know that I was as committed as you are. Now, as we were playing that, Kevin was tasting it, and everybody in the studio was laughing.
There are so many things wrong with this.
We're going back to Rebecca's.
Why was she whispering? Is like the enemy at the gates?
I think her thing is like graceful. She does it in like high fashion.
I swear to God,
does
she say anything about being demure?
Oh, I don't know.
No, but those videos are always like X-rated. Like she does them with her model husband and they'll be like bent over the counter. So I don't know what is in those, but I would be a little afraid if I were you.
Yeah. So first of all, these are the worst versions of the respected condiments that they mention. They call this ranch. It is terrible. Is it made with yogurt? Please. It's got to be made with yogurt. It's one of those like, it's a fashion model version of ranch where they like to act like, you know, I eat normal things. I hate ketchup to begin with, first of all.
This is
a terrible version of ketchup. It makes like makes regular ketchup seem really, really excellent. And the fact that they call this barbecue sauce, like, where are they from? Because they're not allowed back in the South. If they ever plan to come here, they're definitely not allowed.
It looks kind like a jam.
Chunky.
It is. It's like sort of a tomato jam, but that's also delicious, and this is not.
I did taste them because these are Rebecca's, and I would agree with your assessments 1,000%.
They also seem to be missing the same ingredient across the board, which is, aside from salt, is flavor. Like, they just... She's like, I like a lot of herbs in my ranch. Like, do you like a lot of seasoning in your ranch? Clearly not.
Now, I wonder... Let's give Rebecca some credit, some backstory. She did have tongue cancer, so she can't taste properly.
Whoa. All right, great.
Not you pulling the cancer card.
Awesome.
Yeah, she should get first place.
Do these windows work? Can I jump out of them? Thanks a lot.
Way to go, Kevin.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I would never go to a restaurant. Around with
I'm
a chef is so
insane.
All right, Mo, it is your turn, sir.
All right, my dish came from Daya Hill, who is loving the day _ on Instagram, and she makes this fried corn, which is inspired by Wingstop. And every time someone has made it for me, I have loved it. But this is my first time actually attempting it myself.
The most important thing at Wingstop isn't even the wings. It's the ranch, if we're being honest. And next up is the fried corn. These right here was 10 out of 10, okay? Everything better when you make your own at home. Do you like Wingstop? Let me know your order in the comments. Follow for more entertaining food recipes.
Okay,
that
Kevin.
Smells delicious.
So here's the deal.
The top.
If this was fresh, like if you had just made it, this would be delicious.
Yeah, I did struggle with that because I couldn't make it this morning. Right. I was like, it's probably not going to taste as good tomorrow. But
yeah, just microwaving corn never works because it makes it really tough.
Right.
But the flavor is good. I mean, it tastes like it's sort of the opposite of this, whereas this tastes like somebody left out all the flavors and didn't use anything that was, you know, even remotely delicious. This tastes like you were like, what if I mixed salt, MSG, and some other salt?
Yeah, that's the black in me. My bad.
No, I like it, bro. That's you're good crazy. With me, man. Yeah. And then you're like, and then I'm going to drown it in something that's sort of like butter.
Yeah. That was my melt the butter impression.
It's a proprietary blend.
Of salt and things that resemble salt.
All-purpose blend, if you will.
Yeah. Well, so I'm just going to have the one bite, but that's only because I don't want my sodium to spike this morning. But if you brought this to Thanksgiving, I'd be happy with it, as long as you didn't microwave. You know, you made it then, right. You'd be killer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is far and away the best thing.
Okay. Right. Kristen, would you like to introduce your influencer?
No, sure. Abby's going next.
Oh, why Kristen's going last, because she knows it's all downhill after her.
We got to go last. I got to go last. Promise. Why?
I'm just curious why.
Because it's so bad.
Bert, I think we're all going to learn why very soon. Okay.
I'm literally going to blow out his palate, and I don't want to screw Abby, so we're gonna let Abby.
I'm getting this, since he might need to run to the bathroom after Kristen's. So my influencer is actually a recommendation from Bert Show listener Jacqueline, and I have seen Cooking with Shireen all over my TikTok over and over and over again. So when I got the hookup to be able to talk to her about my dish, I was very excited. I think Shireen is actually on the line. Hello, Shireen.
Hello.
I made your pumpkin whoopie pies.
Whoa, that's great.
So what should we know about these whoopie pies before Kevin dives into them?
Well, there you will not be disappointed. There, did you? Let me ask you a question. Did you use freshly pureed pumpkin, or did you use the can?
I used the can because I'm lazy.
That's okay. Either way, they're going to be absolutely delicious. They're going to be moist. They're going to be easy. Little fun fact. Do you know why they're called whoopie pies?
Because you say whoopie after you eat them?
Well, it's a
you stole
Lancaster
a recipe
County.
From Whoopi Goldberg?
No, it's a Lancaster County area. Mm-hmm. So what happened was they were like the muffin top kind of flawed of making muffins. So when the wives would put them in their husband's lunch, they would get so excited. They would say, whoopie.
Okay. That was my answer, I think. Right. I said that, I think.
I thought you were going to say something like it was an aphrodisiac and you guys made whoopee.
Lancaster County, my friend. That's not what they do down there.
Okay.
Up there.
So this is a pumpkin whoopee pie with a cream cheese filling.
That smells good, too.
It's good.
So it's basically like two muffin tops sandwiched between the icing.
So, Shireen, this is Kevin. I think your recipe is probably really solid. I think Abby may have overbaked the actual cookie itself.
Oh, no.
Because they're supposed to be a little bit fluffier and softer, and these are a little heavy. The flavor is delicious, but a little heavy.
That's preparation.
That's on me, Shireen. That's on me.
It's preparation.
I love a whoopie pie. I've eaten a lot of them. This one's just a little on the dense side.
All right, so here's what we're going to do now. Kristen, because she has built up how bad hers is, we'll go last, and then we'll have Kevin rank them from top to bottom.
I feel like I'm pretty transparent in my rankings so far, but sure.
So far, so good. All right, we'll do it next on The Bert Show. Hey, The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.